Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com. It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome to Top Stories, the internet's leading and only delve into the archives of the Bugle podcast to find out what the big story was in the world in the week when it was the big story. I'm Andy Zaltzman. In May 2019, Alice Fraser and Hari Kondabolu joined me for issue 4109, entitled The News Stinks. We all tried to get our head round some particularly grim news from the USA.
Top story this week, abortion in the USA. Well, in the self-styled land of the free, the home of the brave, the senators of the state of Alabama have bravely given themselves the freedom to impose their pseudo-biblical will on the wombs of women. The unrolling and imposition of arrogantly countish medievalism is, of course, just part of the fabric of life in the United States. And after this decision by the Alabama Senate, Governor Kay Ivey said in a statement to the bill's many supporters, "This legislation stands as a powerful testament to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is precious and that every life is a sacred gift from God. Alabama is a state which loves life in all its forms so much that it requires no permit for the purchase of firearms and has the second highest gun death rate in the USA." Take that, Statue of Liberty. Hang on. Let me do that again. Take that Statue of Liberty back, France. Time to melt down the old copper whopper, as she's known, and replace it with a Statue of Irony, a 150-foot, 200-ton balding white man with a knowingly raised eyebrow. Hari, it is an oddly divisive topic in the year 2019 in the world's leading civilization, self-proclaimed. How has America reacted to this? What seems, at best, outdated legislation.
I mean, Americans are reacting the way Americans always react. You know, a chunk of the people are freaking out. The other chunk of the people, they're celebrating. And the largest chunk has no idea what's going on. and at some point in the next few years will say, what do you mean we can't get abortions? So things are going the way they always go. It was kind of stunning because Alabama lawmakers, like a lot of states are trying to ban abortion in different ways because they want it to go up to the Supreme Court so the historic Roe v. Wade decision could get overturned with a conservative Supreme Court. So what Alabama does, Alabama has like the strictest anti-abortion laws. Even in the cases of rape and incest, women are not allowed to get abortions. The incest part in particular shocked me because that hits Alabama pretty hard.
Very funny.
Are we going to cut that one? We're probably going to cut that joke out of it. people who assist in abortions could get up to 99 years in prison, which is so shocking that even Pat Robertson, the famous televangelist, thought it was too extreme. And I'm pretty sure he thinks homosexuality leads to earthquakes and tsunamis.
Well, Harry, I don't think they'll cut it because the Bugle has very strict rules about cutting jokes. We believe a joke begins at conception. And you've got to bring it to absolute fruition whether you want to or not. I think this law does not go far enough. For example, abstinence-only education has been proven not to work. I think we should legislate sex itself. Ban it all. Ban sex. Why not? It's the only way to really prevent any kind of abortion. Medieval style chastity belts for all, except those who are into that sort of thing. That's gross. paternity payments should be backdated from conception, and by that I mean from the first moment the people involved conceived of having sex in the first place. Yeah, tax ejaculation. Stop the problem at the source.
There's a lot of very constructive suggestions there that make, frankly, a lot more sense than what the Alabama Senate has just put through.
Well, I have a counter proposal to Alice, okay. If that's okay.
That's what we're very open house here.
Well, I think that men should get vasectomies at the ages of 23 or 24, mandatory, or whenever it is people first start having sex. So what is that, 23, 24? Because the thing is, you can reverse a vasectomy. So, you know, if you want to have kids, you reverse it. And if you don't, you just, you know, you just get the vasectomy. Plus, men don't want to wear condoms and many don't want to be fathers. So this is like perfect. And you might think, well, what about the risk of STDs? But based on statistics in America, no one clearly cares about that.
Again, Harry, this is a very reasonable proposition, but I think, again, it doesn't go far enough. I think all men should keep their balls in a Tupperware bag. Next to their body at all time, and only reattach them in case of emergencies.
Well, I mean,
I'm going to have to disagree with that because it supports the plastics industry. I don't think this is neither the time or place.
Representative Terry Collins, a Republican who sponsored the legislation, said this bill is about challenging Roe versus Wade and protecting the lives of the unborn because an unborn baby is a person who deserves love and protection. But did not finish the sentence as it should have gone on, which was a person who deserves love and protection until it is out of the womb. And then it can, in political terms, go f*** itself, because by slithering out of the sinful vaginarials of whatever woman has been harlot enough to incubate it, it would have become a person who deserves whatever the brutal harshnesses of social inequality can vomit at it. The ever-present death shadow of unrestricted guns, the slow slayings of a carbon-obsessed economy, and the misanthropy of a free-market healthcare system. So that's the problem with politics. They don't fully go through with the things that they genuinely mean. Also in Alabama, the 24th most populated state in the USA, but managed to finish 7th in total executions, that's since 1976, 4th in the number of prisoners on death row, and I think second second in the highest gun death rate by state in the USA. So it's very much punching above its weight, albeit that punching is of itself in the face. just some breaking news coming through. Alabama is now considering a law forcing women to wear whatever bras are allocated them by a state panel of 50 old men. In for a penny, in for a pound.
Oh, wait a minute. Isn't that called the fashion industry?
It was noted by a number of people that this legislation was passed by 25 white men. Speaking as a white man, I mean, at last, my voice about what happens in women's wombs is being heard, long overdue. And it is this, I mean, it is a curious biathlon of American conservative politics of forcing as many people to be born as possible and then making life as dangerous and intolerable for them as possible.
I mean, the solution potentially is, I think, that we need to create more interracial babies. I think that's it. If you.
I thought you'd never ask.
White people mixed. I mean, if you want old white men.
Get a room, guys. Get a room. Or get two separate rooms. 70
hours apart. I mean, but historically that would do it, wouldn't it? Like, if you increase the number of interracial babies, I think white people would be like, okay, well, abortion then.
I mean, it's an interesting way of addressing the situation. Alabama. So, I mean, we need to give this some context. How would you describe Alabama as a state, Hari? I've never been there myself.
I would say they are a state that would do a thing like this. It falls right in line. You know, like, if New York did it, I'm like, oh, okay, Russia's involved. But, like, this is something they would do. Extreme, not well thought out, very religious. A white woman signed it, of course. The fact that there's a right-wing white governor who's a woman in Alabama is seen as progressive there.
There was a report that came out, just this week, in fact, from the website US News and World Report, and it ranks the 50 states of the USA based on more than 70 metrics, including economy, infrastructure, public safety, fiscal stability, healthcare, education, crime, the natural environment, and basically to determine the best and worst states. And Alabama, well, let's say, just missed out on the top 48. Unlucky, Alabama. Pipped to the coveted third least shit state in the union by Mississippi. Louisiana came last. But it does suggest with Alabama that maybe if the elected representatives focused a little more attention on things that are not other people's wombs, then they might make this precious life slightly less shit for their victims. Sorry, citizens.
So while this was happening, there was a report that came out that the U.S. population's birth rate from 2017 to 2018 dropped. But I think we need to analyze the numbers, because it says that it dropped 7% for teenagers 15 to 19, which is good. That is a good thing. And then it dropped 4%. For women 20 to 24, also a good thing. College age, that's a positive thing. Why are we seeing that as negative? And then for women 30 to 34, it dropped 1%. So really the issue is the 3% drop in birth rate between women 25 to 29. And that's the problem, because women apparently are now unwilling to destroy their careers during this pivotal time. But luckily the abortion ban will help with that.
Well, look, I understand all of these statistics very, very well, Harry, because I wouldn't want to bang an American teenager either.
Thank you for listening to Top Stories. If you are heartily sick of politics, A, I don't blame you, and B, go and listen to The Gargle Now, the Bugle's glossy magazine sister publication, where Alice Fraser gives you all the news and none of the politics.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much.
But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.